There's no normal way to get to the area on the Illinois State Fairgrounds where Republicans had their gathering. For most people, it involves winding through livestock pens of goats and sheep. The committed or lucky few may have a golf cart they can drive across the grounds to get there, or there's a parking lot and road nearby, so a politician could get dropped off right in front. But Bruce Rauner did it another way. He zoomed up on his Harley, and the crowd went wild.
Let's go, Bruce!
It's one of many indications that Rauner's a different sort of candidate who's driving a different sort of campaign. Republicans lost the governor's mansion back in 2002 when George Ryan finished his term with a limp thanks to a scandal that put him behind bars. And despite his successor, Democrat Rod Blagojevich, also landing in prison, and despite an income tax increase approved with only Democratic votes, Democrats were able to ride out the recession and not only hold on to the governor's office, they've since gained seats in the General Assembly. Rauner says no more.
This is our year. This is our election. We're going to sweep Pat Quinn into the dustbin of history. Pat Quinn is gone this year.
Of course, that was the same thing Senator Bill Brady, Republican's nominee for governor in 2010, said when he narrowly lost to Quinn.
I think he's got a lot to build on what we did. We won 98 counties. He can build on that. Pat Quinn is challenged by not being the honeymoon he was 4 years ago.
The Quinn administration, though not the governor himself per se, are under two federal investigations.
So Bruce can build on the strength that we built last election, and I think he's going to put it over the top.
As you just heard from Brady, he won 98 counties, which means Quinn only won four of them. The Illinois Senate's minority leader, Christine Rodonio, says for Rauner to succeed, he'll need to do better in suburban Cook County. She says that's the path to victory, and one Rauner can ride his Harley on.
For one thing, he's spending a lot of time up there. He's a known quantity. He is someone who has been participating in that area for a long time. He has not led with any social issues, not that Brady did, but that was hung around Brady's neck.
Social issues have been a hurdle for Republicans in the past. The GOP has struggled to make peace amongst themselves and with moderate voters over issues like abortion and same-sex marriage. Rauner tries best as he can to gloss over those, but perhaps more than anything, Republicans have faltered in recent years because of an apparent lack of statewide structure or cohesion. Democrats' power means they get more campaign contributions, which gives them more power, which gives them more money, and so goes the spiral, leaving Republicans without much of either. Rauner is upfront about his attempt at a revival.
We are going to rebuild the Republican Party from the grassroots up, so we are strong and dominant and a powerful competitor in every race, in every election, up and down the ballot, every cycle going forward.
Comptroller Judy Bartopinka, who's in a race against Quinn's current lieutenant governor, Sheila Simon, was once the Republican Party chair. She says what's making a big difference is Rauner's money.
Things have been better funded, you know, and when you are able to fund things, you can make things happen. And I think you can, when you start early, You can start defining what you want to do and do it better. So I think we're out there doing it.
Including by giving money to candidates for the legislature. Republicans hope the Rauner power will allow those further down the ballot to ride on his coattails. Democrats would like voters to visualize those as the coattails of a tuxedo. Though Rauner makes campaign appearances, like the one at the state fair wearing jeans and brown cowboy-esque boots, Democrats are trying to paint him as a tycoon who puts profits over people. That the Republican ballot will have State Senator Jim Oberweis, the dairy magnate, at the top plays right into that class warfare narrative. Oberweis is running for the U.S. Senate against incumbent Democrat Dick Durbin.
The Democrats would love to take this issue away from what the real issue is, and that's economic policies and what the economic policies are doing to American families and Illinois families. Again, in the last 6 years, the average family in Illinois is now earning $5,000 less than they were earning 6 years ago.
Even so, while Republicans were rallying at the fairgrounds, as Rauner and the other candidates greeted and glad-handed with the party faithful.
You guys are great.
We're gonna work it.
We're gonna do this.
Yeah, baby.
Quinn was announcing that Illinois' unemployment rate is at its lowest since he took office 6 years ago. Progress, Quinn says, and evidence Illinois is making a comeback. Voters will soon determine if Quinn has done enough to keep the Democrats' winning streak intact or if Bruce Rauner can ride home a Republican victory. I'm Amanda Vinicky.